Again, it was sunny for a little while. It was so foggy, I couldn't believe it. My good friend Ande, what should we expect the weather to be like this weekend for the Saints versus Vikings at whatever the name of that stadium is?
The Tottenham Stadium.
Thank you very much.
It looks like there could be a little bit of rain on Sunday.
Okay.
But maybe during the game it's dry.
Right.
So, but it's turf field, not grass, remember. So it
turf.
Shouldn't be too much. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Nordo said a few moments ago, this is the first NFL game played there. He's wrong, right?
He's wrong.
That's what I thought. I didn't want to correct him. I felt bad about it.
Oh, he's been drinking the entire show.
That's not even close to true. Don't get him in trouble.
What question, Andy.
Yes, sir.
Why does soccer or football here, why can't they play on turf? Why was it necessary to go through all that hassle? Is it that big of a difference?
Yes, it's not allowed. Like professional football at the Premier League level is not allowed to play on artificial turf.
Really?
Yeah, because of injuries.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. So it has to be played on grass.
Yeah.
Perhaps so for Tottenham, with the help of the NFL, there was a bit of investment going on, and
sure.
And Tottenham came to US Bank opened. They came to go and have a look and see what they did for the stadium.
There's always such a controversy about who pays for stadiums, whether it's Minnesota or elsewhere.
Yeah.
How are they financed here, like at Tottenham Stadium?
Through the club, not the taxpayer. It's the club.
Without the taxpayer at all.
Yeah, we do not pay for any of our sports stadia. So to me, when I see everything about the US Bank, that blew my mind that you're expecting the taxpayer to fund the sports stadium.
Well, in part, not all.
But you know what I mean? There's, none of that is involved in ours.
It's pull tabs or...
Yeah. Andy, do you have anything nice to say about America?
I love you guys.
Right? And the Vikings. You love the Vikings.
And I love the Vikings.
You're a big Viking fan, that's right. Absolutely.
Andy, don't forget, if we hadn't won the war, football wouldn't be a thing.
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
So
can I
say what he said?
Can I just say that the French won the war, you just take the glory.
There you go.
Oh, all right.
We'll take that.
Freaking Andy.
You were just a weird militia. You needed a proper army to come in and navy.
Now do World War II.
Well, you heard about the fact that, we were winning it, but it was Russia who did the most damage. Hitler moved his thing to go to Russia. You guys had to wait till you go, he attacked. Let's now join.
Yeah. That's exactly how we sound.
You've all got high-pitched voices.
Well, sounds like I was part of it.
It does.
How do you think the term blitz came about? I mean, my goodness.
That's right. Yeah. You know, I wonder, I know this is kind of an old building.
It is, yeah.
But I wonder what this would have looked like, this area of town in 1943.
It would be very similar, but everything had been blacked out.
Right? Yeah. But I mean, isn't it a situation where there'd be a building standing here and the one beside it was rubble?
Yes.
Yeah. I can't even imagine. And it was like that for years and years and years, right?
Yeah, so my mum lived in London. She was born the day before the Second World War started.
Wow.
And her house, her home was bombed. So she had to move up to her mother's family who are up in the north of England in Newcastle.
Amazing. Wow.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah.
God, this is super depressing.
Right. I know.
Okay, well.
And Rosie didn't laugh once. I'm proud of you.
I feel bad because I don't have access to the button bar. I wanted him to laugh so bad right there. how close are we to where Jack the Ripper did his,
Here
we go.
You're less than a mile away.
Really? Are we that close to where he did his business?
Yeah. Yeah, because there's two cities in London, right?
You've
got the city of Westminster,
okay,
where Big Ben is,
right?
The bell, not the clock face.
Sure.
Yeah.
I thought I read that the other way, so that
that's fine.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
And then you've got the city of London, what we're just outside of. It's the other side of the river,
okay,
where the financial district is, and that is 1 square mile. That is it. That is the city of London.
I've been here for a total of 6 hours.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the Queen's face on anything. I thought literally, no, for real, I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
I thought that it would be on every bus, on flags, on flagpoles and stuff. I really thought I was coming, and maybe I'm just not seeing it yet. I thought I was coming to a city that was in mourning.
It's out of mourning now.
It's over now.
So if you'd have come around the funeral,
okay,
then every advert board,
right,
digital advert board had the Queen on.
Right.
They'd stopped advertising on those boards.
No kidding.
Nope.
Were you invited to the funeral?
Unfortunately not.
No?
No, my bloodline doesn't run deep
enough. Doesn't run deep enough? Yes, I understand. I can relate to that. Yeah.
Hey, Elizabeth Reese is finally here.
There she is.
She made it.
Right on. Hey, Andy, would you hand your headphones over to Elizabeth right there, ladies and gentlemen?
Andy, Elizabeth, Andy.
From Twin Cities Live, ladies and gentlemen, Elizabeth Reese.
Hi, guys. I made it.
Yeah. There you are. Hey, Gabe.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Gabe. You got to move over so people can see Elizabeth.
Oh, gosh.
They're trying to film her.
Oh, there she is.
Thank you, buddy.
What a crowd. People this place is awesome.
This is a pretty cool place.
You guys
isn't
are
it?
Kind of a popular show. You it have has quite nothing a good following.
I think the people like the Vikings more than
well,
anything, to be honest with you.
It might be half and half.
They heard Elizabeth Reese was going to be here.
I don't know.
That's why they are here.
Listen, we just rolled in. I was texting Ben. I was like, I have major FOMO right now. Our flight was a little bit delayed, and then all these friends are here, and I was getting a cab, getting all worked up. I got to get there.
And it was pretty foggy when we landed. Was it? Is that why you guys were delayed?
No, I don't
no,
know
really?
What was going
okay.
on.
Huh.
Yeah. It was a tailwind situation. Whatever. I don't
Who knows?
Know. You guys.
Yeah, I've got that going on right now, too.
Yeah.
I really do. Well, I do.
That's what happens when you travel. You got to take some extra digestive enzymes.
I
and
tried
probiotics
to tell
him.
It happens
like,
to me every
time. He brings 40 pairs of underwear on a trip.
Oh, that's better too many than too few when it comes to that item. I'll tell
you
that.
Correct. I agree with you, Daddy. Elizabeth, where do you stand on neck pillows?
I feel okay about them only when they're worn in the appropriate situation.
Like an airplane.
Yeah.
What about over
right
London?
Now? I will tell you guys, I have the most bougie travel, like, blanket pillow sleep eye mask situation, and I bust it out, and it makes traveling.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's really great.
I need to see it because I did not get a lick of sleep last night.
Really?
No. Hey, Ben is right behind you, but he cannot hear you right now. Is the rating?
Yeah. Guys, our ratings are like skyrocketing.
Oh, okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know if you just run on your show
we're
or not.
Crushing it. It's really great.
Yep, right.
We got all sorts of folks. We think it's because you guys give us so much airtime on KFan.
I think it might be because Ben's such a stud.
Yeah.
I think people like to look at Ben on TV. I think that's what it is. The ladies here seem to like it a lot.
They do. They totally do.
How do you feel about the initials game here in a few moments?
I feel a little nervous, but I, you know, just say my mantra. You guys remember what my mantra is?
Just keep swimming.
No. It's open your mind. The answers will come.
That one.
Last time I got paid initials, I said it to myself as I was driving on 94 under the tunnel through 394.
Sure.
And so this time I just said it as I was flying across the pond.
Absolutely. Across the pond.
Have you met Andy?
And do you, Andy was right next to me. Hi, Andy. I've heard about you.
Do you know why he's so famous?
Because he's the most famous British Vikings fan.
He's just
that's
a
exactly
British
right,
guy.
Yeah,
exactly. He's a British guy.
He's a British guy that is sneaky rich. He has like 47 million pounds. Euros or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. He's into Swiss banking. He does some illegal stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure.
It's like Jason Bateman in Ozark, but British.
Yeah, okay.
But British version.
Yeah.
So just immediately classier.
Yeah, he sounds smarter.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then apparently he hates America if you ask him anything about the U.S. He hates everything we've ever done.
Well, get yourself ready. Get yourself prepared. We got to do Fan 5
real quick. I'm emotionally ready.
And then we're
going
to play the initials game. But right now, we do need to do some Fan 5.
Come on, Chauncey.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you by Builders and Remodelers.
Thanks, Builders and Remodelers. All right, Bengals won 27-15 over the Dolphins. Maybe the Dolphins were due to have a stumble anyway, but of course the thing that everybody's talking about is not the actual score. It's just Tua and his head and neck injury that got scary. He had to be taken to a hospital. He was discharged, but now everybody's arguing and complaining and discussing the concussion protocol from Sunday's game and now the injury last night. So lots of controversy. My guess is lots of investigations and questioning to follow. It'll get dicey.
Rosie and I chatted off the air like a half hour ago. There was a doctor on Twitter that tweeted, the problem with what happened to him on Sunday is the secondary concussion symptoms that he might have suffered last night. He had all these diagrams of how bad that it could be for Tua with what happened to him last night.
Well, like anyone that dealt with this stuff, and obviously there's been a lot more attention paid to it in the last bunch of years about concussions. It's not the first one. It's the subsequent ones afterwards. I don't care what sport you play, but in particular football, where you can really do some extensive damage, not just to your career, but to your overall health. For a young guy like Tua and having to go through that, and to have any sort of question, when I don't understand the Dolphins management, I don't understand the coach, the general manager, whatever, what they thought they were doing with this young man to put him back on the field Thursday night. There's no way in hell you can convince me that he was passing protocols after watching him stumble on the field last week, to put him out there in a game like that last night, and to be on the receiving end of a violent smack of the head against the, I mean, it's, I don't know, there should be an investigation.
Yeah, it was, again, we talked about it with Ben earlier, but it was very weird how they kept updating us in one-sentence tweets.
Yeah.
He's at the hospital. He's been released from the hospital. He's on the plane with us going home. They want this young man
to have a long career.
Obviously,
he can't be jeopardizing a couple of games here or there. It just doesn't matter. You're doing fine. If you lose a game or two, you're gonna make the playoffs in all likelihood.
The Gophers play tomorrow against Purdue. The Gophers are ranked 21st. They're 12-point favorites. Of course, the Vikings and Saints score off here in London on Sunday. 8:30 Central Time, 2:30 I believe here in London. The Vikings are 2.5-point favorites. The over-under is 43.5.
I think that's a really low over-under.
Yeah.
But is Purdue's starting quarterback playing?
He started with the Viking game.
No, I thought you said the Gophers.
I did both.
But
you stopped listening after
half
of the sentence.
Yeah, we haven't heard about the Gopher quarterback.
I started with the Gopher game, and then words kept following.
I had changed topics.
Yeah, right.
Though the Purdue quarterback is ailing, as they say.
Yeah, we don't know for sure if he'll play.
We don't know
if
he's going to play. But
yeah, Justin,
the Viking number does seem low, Corey, to answer your question. Is it 43.5?
Yeah, 43.5, yeah.
I mean, the Vikings haven't scored a lot of points. We know that. So, I mean, maybe they're looking at that. We keep waiting for them to put up 30-plus. I mean, they have to.
Yeah.
And they got too many weapons. And we think Galvin's going to play, and Jefferson's got to get uncorked a little bit. But be aggressive. They were against Green Bay, and things slowed down. But, you know, it's just hard. It's always hard to tell in a short week, a different week like that coming over here. But
Purdue is 2-2. The Saints are 1-2. The Gophers are -455 on the money line. The Vikings and Saints play at 8:30.
Man, what do you think of the Saints over under?
I think it's a little low sauce. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah.
Did you hear the Twins won?
Yeah, they haven't won anything.
Oh, all right.
That season is over, thankfully.
Yeah.
So I think that'll about do it for us,
that's,
man.
That's plenty. Let's get situated.
Let's get the initials game going.
Yeah. You said this off air a segment or so ago, Hawk. It's so much louder in here than it was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So this game might be very interesting to see if we can pull this off, but we're going to try.
It's louder in here than it normally is.
Way louder than it normally is.
He just made a good point. He made a great point, yeah.
What?
It's going to be hard to concentrate, but we're going to give her a shot. And we got money to give away, perhaps, too.
Perhaps, 21-5. And look,
whoa,
2.5 hours ago, I thought this broadcast was doomed. And so far, Zach has pulled it off like a champ. Let's see if it falls apart when it matters the most next segment. Let's find out. The Power Trip Morning Show live from London. We are back after this on The Fan.
All right. From London, England, as we get you ready for Vikes versus Saints Sunday morning, 8:30 Central Time back in America. And of course, right now, it's time for the second biggest game in London all weekend, the initials game.
Yes.
Yeah, Daddy.
The initials game is presented by Cultivated CBD. If today's winner gets 6 points,
No, you got it. Go ahead, Max. Nailed
it's
it.
It's time for Initials Game 430 on the Power Trip. Presented by Cultivated CBD.
That's right. If today's winner gets 6 points, all CBD products are 20% off. If the winner gets 7+ points, all CBD products are 25% off. Just use the promo code initials at CultivatedCBD.com. Offer valid through Sunday. Remember, you can always use the promo code KFN at CultivatedCBD.com and receive 10% off your entire order and enjoy free delivery. There you go. Thank you, Cultivated CBD, Corey.
All right, so we have five players today. Chris Hockey for the first time since July. Welcome back.
Thank you. I am brought to you by Radco, the all-new Radco.com. If I win, you'll get 10% off your entire order in-store or online at Radco.com when you use the promo code INITIALS. Discount does not apply to toppers. Thank you, Radco.
Sauce, you're back.
I am, man. I'm excited to play. It's been a while. I don't think anybody's ever played this game with a neck pillow on, but I'm out for justice. And I think I'll probably get eight of them.
Are you going to wear that the rest of the trip?
Probably, but I don't know what Hockey's done with this one, so I might have to get my own.
I'm just going to say that you're going to get pink eye if you put it near your face.
Yeah, well, my dad must have used it then.
He did.
Mark Rosen is a living legend. He works for Channel 9. He has for decades here.
Oh, okay.
Is Mark Rosen.
I'm playing for my attorney who promises free bail to all of his clients if I win today.
Well, thank you very much for that.
You have to bring him up, don't you?
Yeah. It's been 2.5 hours.
It's in his contract.
All right. Apparently, you don't have a choice. And then the co-hosts of Twin Cities Live.
Oh, look at him.
Aren't they cute? We're a tag team introduction.
No. Yeah. Well, I mean, you're playing separately.
But I know, but
Elizabeth Reese and Ben Lieber.
And I'd like to thank Huxton Gin. I've had four shots already today. Thank you very much. It's just a little, a small distillery right up the road, so I really appreciate Huxton Gin.
Wow.
We love Elizabeth Reese. We love that she's been a part of the Initials tournament. She's played Initials a handful of times. Awesome to have you over. I know you and Ben have a whole bunch of fun stuff planned the next, I don't know, 48 hours. But what's cool is you didn't know you were going to do a segment following an American around town wearing a neck pillow, and now you have built-in content.
I love this. I'm always looking for content. And, you know, content is about, like, quirky characters.
Yep.
That's me.
Quirky?
Yeah, yep. That's me.
All right, so it's time for game 4:30. We're going to do the jackpot here in a second. A couple of reminders here for the people live in London. 5 years ago, we had a couple of people yell out answers. I don't think they were here.
We did?
You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Let's not do that. Let's not do that. But yeah, before we play the game, let's try to give away, I don't know, $21,500. It's time. Initials jackpot.
Now it's time for the St. Paul Federal Credit Union Initials jackpot.
The St. Paul Federal Credit Union Initials Jackpot is currently how much, Corey?
$21,500.
You looking to buy a new car? Save money on your current car loan? We'll do it with St. Paul Federal Credit Union. Now offering car loan rates as low as 2.99%. Apply today at stpaulfcu.org/KFN. Federally insured by the NCUA.
So we'll take 1-800-320-0532-6. If they get one letter in the right spot, they win $250. If they guess them both, they win $21,500. While Max is getting a random caller ready, I should mention you can buy this game at initialsgame.com. That's initialsgame.com. There's a home version. And great news for all of my my fans here in London, this game does not ship internationally.
Oh,
shoot.
It does not ship internationally. So if you want it, fly to the States, buy it at initialsgame.com, and then get it and fly back. There you go.
That's like a deal.
That's a lot of work.
It is. The game is worth it. It's outstanding. You can buy it right now. All right.
Do we have a listener?
Max, I believe, has a caller ready.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, who is this?
Hey, this is Doug.
Max, you got to help us out. Ask him who he is and what his letters are. Max, would you do that for us, please?
Doug?
Yes, Doug from Cologne.
Doug from Cologne.
What are you guessing there, buddy?
I'm going.
All right, what's your guess, man?
LB.
As in linebacker, like Ben Lieber.
I heard the L. It's B for sure, LB?
Exactly. LB, correct.
Okay, he says LB. Yeah, it's louder than hell in here. We're trying to do our best. LB does whatever from whoever from wherever. Does he have at least one right for $250 and a shot at 21.5? No, he does not.
Oh. Whatever from whoever.
No, he does not.
From wherever.
The guy from wherever.
Dude who didn't get it, whatever.
That guy does not win a dime.
I loved you anyway, brother.
All right, here we go. Game 430 with Elizabeth Reese, Bent Lieber, Mark Rosen, Meat Sauce in his neck pillow, and Chris Hockey will feature the initials. Now, if you guys remember, by the way, 5 years ago when we played at this very bar, Barrel Boy and Banker.
Yeah.
The initials for the first time were MV.
Is that right?
I wonder why.
Huh. Yeah.
Would I have done it a second time and put 21-5 on the line?
No.
No, I did not. CA are the initials.
C-A.
All right, no help from the studio audience or Sauce will punch
you
your face.
You guys can hear
in.
Me, right? Because I can't.
I can hear you. Okay. I can hear you. Yes.
You sound loud, great, Sauce.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan.
Here we go. C-A, yell out your name. Pronounce the answer correctly, Sauce.
Okay, I will. I'll try it. If item, I don't, either way, it's fun.
Item one of C-A. Released November 3rd, 2000. Debuted September 22nd, 1976. Featured Bill Murray. Has a connection to a speakerphone.
Hawk.
Yeah.
Charlie's Angels.
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Okay. Woo! Was not even close.
By the way, if you're curious why we're not doing the clue number one, let's not worry about the delay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll just read them.
That's completely fine. Thank you.
Hawk gets Charlie's Angels and gets on the board. Here's number two of CA. Sometimes odd looking.
Meat Sauce.
Often considered secondary. Often seem familiar.
Elizabeth.
Okay.
Character actor.
Yes!
Nice going.
Look at Elizabeth.
I wasn't even close on that.
That was impressive.
No.
Elizabeth.
Wow.
Elizabeth.
That was
very early. That was
a
good one.
That was a miracle.
I was about to say, that's a terrible guess.
Dude, the crowd is loving Elizabeth. She is definitely the fan favorite here. Character actor gets Elizabeth on the board.
Good.
See, now already the trip is worth it.
That's
you flew
it.
Over, you got a
I
point to kill
not, I have not brought shame to my family.
Unbelievable. And in the Twin Cities Live battle, you're up 1-0. Here we go. Hawk has one. Elizabeth has one. Here's number three of CA. Features control points. Often considered artistic. Features moving images.
Rosie?
Yeah.
Cartoon animation?
Incorrect.
Good guess, Rosa. Wow.
Incorrect. Rosie eliminated from the entire London adventure. It's just out.
Oh, well.
No. Down to Sauce, Hawk, Elizabeth, and Ben. Clue four is features software.
Elizabeth.
Yep.
Computer animation?
Elizabeth's in the lead.
Oh, man. Okay.
What's going on?
This is the greatest day of my life.
Nice job.
Keep going. Let's go, Elizabeth. Elizabeth.
Wow.
In the lead with two.
Don't I get a half point?
No.
No,
no, there's no halves here.
Thanks, Rosie. Appreciate it.
Elizabeth Reese has two. Hawk has one. Here's number four of CA. This is often shortened to just the first word. Billions, with a B, billions are spent on this worldwide every year. This is commonly considered an inexpensive option. This features goods and services. The first word is sometimes want. Final clue. These are usually placed by individuals in the back of newspapers.
Ben. Who is it?
I think Ben was first.
Ben was first.
Ben.
Classified ads.
You are correct, sir.
I got one.
I think about four of you yelled your names at the same time. That was very close. All right, Ben's on the board. Elizabeth has two. She's in the lead. Ben and Hawk each have one.
Come on now.
Sauce has a neck pillow. Rosen yet to score. Here's
come on, Rosie.
Number five of CA. This is often subjective. This deals with visual attractiveness.
Hawk.
Okay.
Curb appeal.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Good one, Hawk.
That was very good. Curb appeal.
That was good. Visual attractiveness.
Man.
Hawk's a visual guy.
I know. I'm surprised he didn't guess something completely filthy. All right. Wow. Elizabeth and Hawk each have two. Ben has one. We're almost halfway through the game. Here's number six of CA. Often connected to three colors. Had entered suspended animation. Debuted in 1941. Is a tactician.
Hawk.
For the lead.
Captain America.
Yes, sir.
What?
What if you don't know what it is?
Come on now, Captain America.
Wow.
So I tried to give you
that. Chris feeling it. He's got six at the midway point. He takes the lead back.
Well, but I feel like everybody wants Elizabeth.
Nobody everybody wants like Elizabeth to win.
The favorite.
And I can't hear.
Who do you guys want to win more, Elizabeth or the Vikings? I think it's close.
It's close.
That guy kind of clapped. Like, yeah, yeah. I want both.
Yeah, that's fine. I got to figure out what a tactician is.
I don't know what any of it is.
It's all right. Your neck pillow's fine. We're halfway through the game. Hawk has the lead with three. Elizabeth has two. Ben has one. Here's number seven of CA. This is a genre. This is connected to the present time. This is found in broadcast journalism.
Elizabeth, current affairs.
Yes!
Whoa!
Current affairs.
My goodness.
Shimmying.
You are on fire today.
I don't know what happened. Wow. I have had no coffee, and current I literally affairs. Got off a plane and came here, and I've had no sleep.
I know it's that way.
This is like college. This is how I did well in college.
Just wing it.
You're killing it. You're killing it.
Oh, this feels great.
All right, everybody's doing well. Hawk has three. Elizabeth has three. Ben has one. Sauce and Rosen yet to score, but there's five items left. It's not over yet, baby. Sauce is so pissed right now.
What's happening to you, Sauce?
Elizabeth is smoking it.
I'm terrible.
What? Are you playing?
I can't hear.
What can't you hear?
Everything.
You can't hear my clues?
No, go.
Excuse computer. Number eight of CA are regulated by a governing labor union. Sometimes require a permit. Famously experience later difficulties. Legal battles are often later connected to their earnings.
Rosie?
Yeah.
Class action?
Incorrect.
That's another great guess,
Incorrect.
Dang it.
Wow.
At least you've guessed.
Rosie's out for number eight. We're down to Elizabeth, Ben, Sauce, and Hawk. Clue five can be found on stage, in TV,
Paul.
And in... Yep.
Child actor.
You are correct, sir.
It's amazing. That
child
he did that without
actors.
Being able to hear it at
couldn't
all.
Couldn't hear
it.
No.
I couldn't hear anything.
That's still unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Child actor. So Elizabeth gets character actor. Sauce gets child actor.
Oh, sweet.
And you're on the board.
Come on.
Hawk and Elizabeth have three. Ben and Sauce each have one. Four items to go. Here's number nine of CA. Connected to Diane Warren's How Do I Live? Features Las Vegas, Nevada.
Paul.
Yep.
Joe
You are incorrect, sir. Oh. Incorrect, Chris Angel. Sauce out for the rest of number nine. Clue three. Features the Jailbird.
At least I got one.
Includes Dave Chappelle. This featured U.S. Marshal Vince Larkin and Cyrus Grissom.
Ben. Con Air.
That is correct. Yeah. Con Air.
Woo. Good job.
Great move.
Dang it, I'm going to give this one away.
Quick reminder, don't yell out the answers. Shoot. Nobody cares that you know it. Let's just move on. Nobody cares.
Those were great, Cor.
Everybody thinks you're smart.
That's a good one.
All right.
I didn't hear anything.
Three to go. Hawk has three. Elizabeth has three. Ben now has two. Sauce has one. Rosie, you got to run the table, but it ain't over yet, baby.
I'm guessing.
You can do this.
I'm guessing.
Here's number 10, a key point for a lot of you. Number 10 of CA. Clue one, often connected to dramatic cinematic moments. This is near the end. This is a summation. This is presented or delivered.
Ben
for the tie.
Commencement.
Incorrect. Incorrect. Ben is out for the rest of 10. We're down to Elizabeth, Rosie, Sauce, and Hawk. Clue 5. Can be minutes or hours long, although some places do limit their length.
Elizabeth
for the lead.
Commencement address.
Incorrect as well. All right. So we're down to the three fellas over here on this side of the room. Final clue. This may not contain new evidence, and a council
Closing argument.
It's over for you and I, Rose.
All right.
I know.
That does mathematically eliminate Rosie and Sauce, but
damn it.
Ben is still in this. Ben needs the last two. Elizabeth, you're just one back, but Chris with a 1-point lead. If you get either of the remaining two, you win Game 4:30 in London, England. Here we go.
Let's go.
Chris is going for the win. Elizabeth needs this for the tie. Ben needs the last two. Number 11 of CA. Clue one. This phrase appeared in The Uncommon Traveler by Charles Dickens. This debuted in 1963. This features an exclamation point.
Ben?
Ben for the third point.
Big time question mark. Come again?
Absolutely not. No. You went for it, though. That's fine. You had to shoot. All right, Ben's out for the rest of number 11. Here's clue four. Found in mostly blue packaging. Can be original, chewy, or chunky.
Meat sauce. Paul.
Yep.
Chips Ahoy.
That is correct. Chips Ahoy.
Of course I get cereal.
God dang it.
Chips Ahoy has an exclamation point at the end. It comes down to Chris and Elizabeth.
Oh, boy.
Let's go, Liz.
Come on, Liz.
But all five of you play, of course. The situation goes like this. Elizabeth needs this for the tie. If anybody else gets it right, Chris wins the game.
Oh, I feel so much stress right now.
Me too.
All right, here we go.
I'm sweating.
Number 12 of CA. Elizabeth going for the tie. Chris going for the win. Clue number one of CA. This features heating and melting.
Ben. I'm going to say capillary action.
Absolutely not.
What? Yeah.
No.
Ben.
All right.
What? I went scientific on you.
Yep. All right.
What's sorry. Happening over here?
I don't know. I should just shut up.
He's trying so hard to not let you win. He wanted to end it for you, but now he's out. All right. So we're down to Hawk, Elizabeth, Sauce, and Rosen. Clue two features dipping or rolling.
Elizabeth.
For the tie.
Candied apples.
Yes,
it's the same thing.
Is it the same thing or not?
Yeah.
A lot of the look at the crowd. Hang on. Look at the crowd. The crowd is like half is saying yes, half is saying no. Is it the same thing?
A candied apple and a candy apple.
Well, the apple.
It's the same thing.
Hang on a second here.
I think that it is. Honestly, I because I was wondering about that earlier.
Ask Rand Tarkington.
Wow, this is a super controversial one. Whoa. How did I not think of this potential controversy?
By the way, I rang it second if it's not it.
Zach.
It's not.
Because that's the word I was looking for. Is that the same thing or not?
They're checking on Wikipedia.
I'll look away.
I don't even know what
I
said.
I don't know.
Candide?
I think it's the same thing.
I think it's the same thing.
I really do.
Wow. Okay, according to Wikipedia, it specifically says not to be confused with the answer.
Oh,
it specifically
boy.
Says it's not the same thing.
Oh, my.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Paul.
Wow. I'm going to get robbed
Sauce.
Here.
Caramel apple.
Caramel apple is what we were going for.
Yeah, that's it.
So I win.
Wow, we got another controversy. I guess.
And Hawk won. You're welcome.
That is super controversial. Yeah, look at this. On Wikipedia, if you go to candy apple, the very first thing it says is not to be confused with caramel apple. That's crazy.
Nice job, Alyssa.
Nice job, Hawk.
I don't like either of them.
Wow.
I don't want the caramel apples.
Good job. Hawk, good job.
And now all weekend long at Radco, Radco.com. You get 10% off your entire order. Thank you, Radco, in-store or online, Radco.com. Thank you, guys. I'm sorry I beat Elizabeth, but I'm glad I won.
Yeah, I'm happy for you.
Win or lose, we booze. Win or lose, we booze.
Hey, can we do this really quickly just in case? Chris is the winner. It's official, whatever. We got controversy, but let's move on. Just in case we had given you that, Elizabeth, can we just do the tiebreaker live on the air?
Yeah.
Here, Hawk, you ready? Let's just see if it would have worked. You and Elizabeth,
okay.
This is what the tiebreaker would have been, just so you can maybe feel worse or better. Okay?
Yeah.
Tiebreaker, here we go.
Okay.
CA. Number one, named after a fast-moving mass. Clue two, identified by a giant letter A.
I thought we were his Hawk?
Yeah.
It's not Captain America?
No, you would have been out.
Yeah.
Did I already give that answer?
Yeah, you already did.
You got a point with that answer.
Oh, that's right, I did.
Then you theoretically then would have gotten this. Clue three, maybe. Let's see. Black, blue, burgundy, and silver wearing sports team. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We would have gone to tiebreaker too.
California Angels.
No, it is not. Oh, it's the Colorado Avalanche.
Oh,
how about I know?
Okay, this would have been tiebreaker two, quickly. Number one, features outstanding quality. Clue two, people are sometimes described as this on and off the field. Clue three, someone with grace, prestige, or elegance who is respected.
Elizabeth, class act.
Oh, yeah.
Now we can argue candied apple versus caramel apple forever because Elizabeth would have won the tie.
All right, you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, real quick, we have to take a break. But before we go to break, may I introduce to you Minnesota Viking legend Chris Carter.
Oh, hell yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God!
Double C.
Holy smokes. I got to stand up for this.
Wow.
That's it, man.
Can we put you on that headphone real quick?
You get double C.
Let's Chris Carter, welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show.
How you doing, bro?
I am really good. Can you believe that? Look at these Vikings fans in London. Look at this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been a Viking, so I know everywhere we go, there's always Viking support. So it's nice to see them across the pond to see our team get another win.
CC, man, this is unbelievable. I mean, life is good. Your thoughts about this team right now, where they are, where they're going, and Justin Jefferson and guy who played your position.
Yeah, I think it's really about the organization. I think they really made some hard calls as far as what they're going to do. Cutting edge as far as going a different direction with the general manager, what they're doing as far as a coach, and then on the field. We know they're going to do some exciting things offensively. Justin Jefferson definitely will be one of the best players to watch in the NFL for a long period of time. But just like when I was there, the Jake Reed and then the Randy Moss, the Steve Jordan, you need help. So for me, what I see after a couple games is We need one of the other receivers or the tight end to be able to step up, to be able to relieve some of that pressure, because you just can't have one majority pass catcher. And it will help Kirk Cousins, too, as we go through the season. That but what do I know about football?
Yeah, no, a lot. You know, a lot. Well, I'll tell you what I know. When I said your name, this crowd went crazy, and you mentioned how well this team's fans travel. How much do you love Viking fans?
Well, they just think I'm buying the beard.
Oh, that's rosy.
Yeah, and you were serving beer from what I heard yesterday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm going to serve up a couple more, even though it's been a long time since I've been in a pub or a bar and everything. But
respectfully,
I enjoy that people enjoy watching sports, having a cold beverage, and especially watching our favorite team play in the purple. For me, I came to the Vikings under unusual circumstances, and the people that really, really know me know that I'm fond of the organization, not because of the football, but because of the human being. The assistance they gave me as a human being that allowed the football player to reach my pinnacle of my career, that's the reason why I love the purple more than anything else.
What a great honor. Chris Carter on the Power Trip Morning Show. We've got to go to break. Thank you so much. Please stick around. We'll be right back. Once again, Chris Carter on the Power Trip Morning Show live in London, England. We'll be right back.
On the Fan.
Final segment of the Power Trip Morning Show, again, live from London. The Power Trip Morning Show getting you ready for Vikes versus Saints. Sunday, early morning game back home, 8:30 start time, 2:30 here. Lucky enough that he put the headphones back on. He's still with us. Chris Carter's still with us. And just a great pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much. People can't believe their luck right now that they're getting a chance to meet you out here. I'm sorry, I don't know the answer to this question. Did you get to play overseas at all when you were in the NFL?
We actually played two preseason games.
Okay.
One in Germany, one in Tokyo. So preseason's a lot different.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Than the regular season. But I think the team's approached it the right way. It's great for the NFL. It's nice to be able to do it early in the season. But, yes, it's always a great experience to be able to take the brand of the NFL abroad.
Right.
Is it weird that every time you've been overseas, Rosie just happens to appear right next to you?
I mean, he's been with me.
I mean,
there's legends in Minneapolis, and, you know, they covered my whole career there, did a great job of telling people great things about me. Sid, Rosie, they're part of that group. You know, people that I'm just very, very fond of them because in there, I was trying to develop into something. So everything that I made there was developed there. And they did a great job as far as the way they handled me, handled my career, handled everything around my career, too.
I use the word loyalty, but in 1998, which was a special year for a lot of reasons, Chris Carter was extremely loyal to me because he would always talk to me right after the game, right on the field, home or away. We had a whole thing going. Other people go, and maybe it was superstition or whatever it was, but you gave me some of the best answers. When we could go on the field immediately after the game, I spent a lot of time at his house, the whole thing. It was a special year, a special relationship that goes way beyond wins and losses and what happened. I always will cherish that.
Well, one thing you know is that you guys are trying to do a job, and you're trying to put information out there to our fan base.
Right.
But if you don't know the players, you don't know the team, it makes your job harder. So we're in partnership trying to get great things out there so that our fans can continue to cheer not only for the man on the field, not only for the man that has the helmet on, but for him and his family and everything they're involved in.
You know, Chris, every time we have a Vikings receiver that ends up kind of breaking out, inevitably somebody compares them to either you or Randy Moss, right? Mm-hmm. If it's great hands, it's Chris Carter. If it's freakish athletic ability, it's Randy Moss. And now we have Justin Jefferson.
This is the only legitimate. The rest of them are a bunch of bull.
That was all okay, for real.
Justin
gets compared to both. Everybody thinks he has a little bit of both of you.
Well, he's a special player. And I wouldn't want to put him into a box just because he's playing with the Vikings. It's no different than myself coming after Sammy White, coming after Ahmad Rashad, coming after Anthony Carter. I had to develop into my own style, Steve Jordan. So we've had a great legacy of pass catchers at the Vikings. He just happens to be carrying the mantle right now. He has skill that Randy and I both possess, but he loves the game. He's trying to get better in the offseason. He doesn't believe that he's reached his pinnacle as far as a player, So those are the things I really, really like, and it's just the beginning for him.
Chris, we have about a minute left, some time for one more question. Excuse me. Love to do this with you again sometime, though. What a fun thing. A giant question, but a short answer, I'm afraid. How long did it take you to stop wanting to be a player, or do you still find yourself right now wanting to be a professional football player?
No, I definitely don't want to be a player anymore.
Okay.
I realize it's a young man's game.
Right.
And after playing in the league for 16 years, it's really some other young person, some other kid, like Thielen, who had a dream, used to come to Mankato and want to play for the Purple. So anytime you get in those later years, even if you're a legend, you're really taking the spot of another young player that's trying to live out his dream. That's what they say about the NFL. That's where your dreams become a reality. And the longer you stay out there, you're keeping another kid from being out there and having a career for himself. So ultimately, it's going to end. I have no desire to be out there. I've had a great, charmed life. I've been associated with the league for the last 5 decades, played 16 years in the league, with their broadcast partners for 18 years, last 3 years working at the league office. So,
wow.
I mean, who's got it better than me? Mark Rosen?
No. Again, we're wrapping it up here. Thank you to everybody who came out. I hope you had a great day with the Power Trip Morning Show. We are live here tomorrow, 1 to 2:30. Chris Carter's going to be around for a while, but... thank you so much for checking out the Power Trip Morning Show. God bless you all. Have a great weekend. The Power Trip Morning Show says thank you very much. And once again, thank you, Chris Carter.
Everybody.
To listen back to today's Power Trip Morning Show or to hear previous shows, podcast us on the iHeartRadio app or...